This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. In Moscow, Russian police today cracked down hard on election protesters as they chanted, "Russia will be free," in the city center. They were demonstrating against the exclusion of opposition candidates from the voting for the Moscow City Council. A group that monitors political arrests in Russia says more than 600 people, including would-be candidates, were taken into custody. Demonstrators were in the streets again today in Hong Kong, as the Chinese autonomous territory remains mired in political turmoil. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has a report.
Protesters dressed in black streamed into the Yuen-Long neighborhood despite being denied official permission for the march. Police appealed to the marchers to stop, then fired tear gas as the demonstrators stood their ground. Police cited the risk of confrontations between demonstrators and local residents in barring the march. They say some of last weekend's attackers were connected to organized crime syndicates known as triads. Massive demonstrations began in Hong Kong more than a month ago over an extradition bill but have grown into a broader pro-democracy movement. I'm Ben Thomas.
Videos uploaded by journalists showed Hong Kong riot police waving batons and chasing young people wearing respirators and construction helmets into the Yuen-Long rail station before it was tear-gassed. A balcony collapsed overnight inside a South Korean nightclub in the town where the World Swimming Championships are being held, Gwangju. Two South Korean men are reported killed. 16 people were injured, including 8 athletes, 3 from the United States, 2 from New Zealand, and 1 each from Brazil, Italy, and the Netherlands. To stay up to date on all the day's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also an easy-to-use and convenient VOA News app. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States Supreme Court says, yes, President Trump can direct $2.5 billion appropriated for the Defense Department toward his long-promised wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. The president's reaction came in a tweet, quote, "Wow, big victory on the wall." There was a hot car tragedy in New York City this weekend. A man is charged with manslaughter, saying he forgot his infant twins were in his vehicle and left them there all day. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
That father told police he went to work in the Bronx at the VA hospital and after got into his car, drove a short distance, and realized the one-year-old twins, a boy and a girl, had been in their car seats in the back all day long. Witnesses say the father was screaming for help, but it was too late. 39-year-old Juan Rodriguez is charged with manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. The organization Kids in Cars says there have been 23 deaths this year of children left in hot vehicles, including these latest two. Julie Walker, New York.
As civilian casualties mount in Syria's northwestern province of Idlib, the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, says she is alarmed the situation is no longer on the world's radar. Bachelet spokesman Rupert Colville says among the Syrian government's targets are health facilities, markets, and bakeries.
These are civilian objects, and it seems highly unlikely, given the persistent pattern of such attacks, that they're all being hit by accident. Intentional attacks against civilians are war crimes, and those who have ordered them or carried them out are criminally responsible for their actions.
Last year, Russia, Turkey, and Iran pledged to honor a buffer zone to protect the 3 million civilians who were trapped in Idlib. The U.S. economy hit the pause button last quarter as growth slowed a full percentage point from the quarter before. AP correspondent Sagar Magani on a developing blame game.
President Trump and top White House economist Larry Kudlow have been touting 3% growth and are blaming Fed rate hikes for slower growth.
In some sense, it's a miracle we've done as well as we've done.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi blames what she calls the president's tax cut scam.
It hasn't produced the revenue.
Analysts say the tax cut's benefits are largely played out. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Disaster officials say two earthquakes have shaken the Philippine province of Batanes, killing at least 8 people, injuring 60. Authorities say the 5.4 and 5.9 magnitude tremors struck early today, within hours of each other. There have been several aftershocks reported. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News, Washington.
V. Voice of America. 1. It's today.